Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Autism Teacup 5 minute tea break episodes. I'm Michelle Davey. This is my very posh co-host.
It's me, Crystal. I'm just here sipping on some tea.
And also sipping on a lovely cup of tea is one of our all-time, we don't have favourites, but we do, kind of. It says, hello, Says.
Hi, girls. Hello, everybody.
Oh, Says, it's so exciting to have you back on.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back on again. I know it's been a while, but it's really, really good to be on the show every single time, really. And I missed you guys. It's so much fun to hang out with you, but I missed you.
I know, we missed you as well.
You're more of a co-host now, Says.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's been going on, Says? What's been going on in your life?
Well, a lot of actually interesting stuff, really. But I've been mostly working on my history channel called History Inside a Nutshell. And I've been occupied with it recently. It's been all over the place, all over the shop.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about that, because people might not know about that. Because I'm really interested in, especially the Titanic stuff you do. Is the Titanic like one of your hyper-focus things?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because the History Channel is usually about talking about things that are maritime related most of the time. So it's not just Titanic, but there's other ships that are involved as well. But then also a few people have asked to do specials as well that outside the maritime stuff. So it's basically it's an all-inclusive YouTube channel, and I always. Get occupied and then have like the learning cool stuff. But yeah, it's going well.
Oh, brilliant. And I know that you was going to say to us a little bit about relationships, but you don't have to before. And I know you were sort of starting to little think about things like that. How did that go?
And that's another story for another day, I think.
that'll be a special episode.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
Okay. So do you know what I was going to say to you though? This is really, because I just feel like the Titanic, right, it does seem to be a massive hyper-focus for a lot of people, and usually neurodiverse people that I speak to. Like, really? My son, yeah, honestly, like, my son is obsessed with it. My cousin is obsessed with it. And I'm not just talking about neurodiverse people. There is this just overwhelming fascination with the Titanic, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. But I think it's also because of loads of people remembering stuff. But I've loved history since I was about 9. So I've learned about like dates and times and storylines. And that's what gets autistic people hooked, as well as neurodiverse. And most of the historians I've come across, and big, big ones, especially with divers who've been to the wreck site, like loads of historians and all that, they're like mixed, yeah? But most of them are autistic. So it's really, really lovely just to have all of that together, really. And I can't imagine anything else without having an autistic community rather than focusing on history. So it's definitely really nice to have like a very big community on that.
Yeah, and you seem to be like quite a busy lady. How do you juggle everything and just be fantastic as you are?
Good question. I don't really know.
You're doing it. You're just doing it.
Oh yeah, but it's just going back and forth, really. But we work it. We're tough. I'm 29, but I just get on with it. Get on with the day.
Oh, nice. And are you still doing your? You remember you was doing another job as well. You were swim teaching, wasn't it?
Yep, still going with the swimming teaching, okay. And it's going really well. And I'm doing more stuff now, so hopefully, fingers crossed, by Christmas or New Year, I might be working on my level 2, and I'll get to be a teacher. Yay!
Wow, that's fantastic.
Please. I feel like the universe is like sending us messages to really get fit. You know, because we're going all day with Pete as a PT. Now we've got a swimming teacher. We've got loads of classes to go to.
I know. We are going to be. Body awards. If all these could just do this before our award ceremony, then me and Christelle would be like looking like goddesses at the award ceremony. In October.
The pressure is on.
Yeah, the pressure is on.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Says, it's been so lovely catching up with you. Where can we find you? Because I want everyone to go and follow you, because you're just an absolutely amazing person to be following. Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on the YouTube under Says Francis. But if you want to look into maritime history, I'm under History Inside a Nutshell. And yeah, definitely go follow the two new YouTube channels and all that. What? Why did I say new? One of them's new, one of them's not. But yeah, definitely go check them out, especially if you are into autism content and history, mainly history. And then yeah, just have a good time. And yeah, that's all I could say.
Oh, thanks so much, sis. It's been so lovely catching up, and we wish you all the best and speak to you very soon.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for having me on. Again, I'm sending lots of love to all of you. Bye.
See you, sis. Bye.